Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello and welcome to Overtime Hockey Talk. My name is Mark Paul. Justin Baker, my co-host, joining me via Skype as we rank the top 20 defensemen in the playoffs right now. If you didn't catch top 20 wingers or top 20 centers, subscribe to the show. Go back, listen to those two. They're the last two before this one. And top 15 goaltenders will be coming out tomorrow. So we have we've ranked every position nicely for you. We didn't rank the coaches. You know, that's one area I guess we drop the ball on. Next time, next playoffs, we'll rank the top 20 coaches. But for this top 20 defensemen, we're going to just jump right in. Justin, who just missed your list at barely missing 20?
Yeah, I've got one guy, and that is Matt Dumba, who is going to be a star in this league in a few years. I mean, he is now, but he's still playing second fiddle to another guy on my list right now.
Okay, yep, yep. I have the same thing. He just missed my list as well. I actually, at times, like Matt Dumba better than I like Ryan Suter, the guy you're talking about. But Suter, to me, is just, he's playing so often that I got to include him on this list, and Dumba stays off. So with that said, we'll go 2019-18.
Yeah, at number 20, I've got, from the Philadelphia Flyers, Ivan Provorov. This guy, to me, is really rounding out his game. He's starting to come into form, and it doesn't hurt that the team in front of him is getting a little bit better now too. The Flyers are starting to show their all-around game and their ability to win some, and he's a big reason why. And then at number 19, another Michigan boy, well, not another Michigan boy, but Torrey Krug, coming in from the Boston Bruins, from Michigan, hailing from Michigan. And so I love this guy's game. He's a right-handed shooter. A guy that really runs the power play there in Boston, and it'll be interesting to see if he stays after this season. He is on a UFA, if I'm not mistaken.
Think so,
yeah. So we'll see who ponies up the dough for him. And then at number 18, we kind of mentioned him just quickly. Ryan Suter, a guy who plays 25 plus minutes every night, and still most people don't even realize just his production this year was just phenomenal. In terms of, you know, point per game compared to the last few years, I mean, 48 points in 69 games, and
yeah, he had a nice
still
year.
Getting it done. Yeah,
real nice year. Ninth in defensive scoring. I have the similar 18. Ryan Suter is my 18, and 19 I have Shea Theodore from the Vegas Golden Knights, and who is 10th in defensive scoring, and I have Tony DeAngelo as my 20 though. Who he was the fifth highest defensive scorer. I just felt like I couldn't keep him off this list. How can I keep a defenseman who scored 15 goals and, you know, picked up 53 points, not to mention the fact that he was in the plus. He was a plus 12. He had a nice year. He kind of came into his own, and that goes for a lot of New York Rangers, but I just felt like I couldn't keep him off this list. And so for that reason, he is my number 20. And like I said, Theodore, Suter round out the rest. Let's go 17 through 15 for you.
All right. Yeah, at 17, from the Calgary Flames, Mark Giordano. I think he is the leader, the guy on that team. If they're going to win, you know, he's going to be a big reason why. You know, again, this guy coming off an injury-riddled season, hopefully, or last year, I mean, when I speak of that. Well, not really. I guess, no, my mistake, only four games last year. For some reason, I thought he was hurt more. But a down year, I mean, still 31 points in 60 games, though.
Yeah, it's like every Flames defenseman, every right. Flames player had a bad year.
Yeah, virtually cutting his point production in half. I expected a little bit more out of this guy. Not necessarily 74 points again, but was hoping for a little more, and I fully expect they're going to hit the reset button, you know, here with this break and come back in, and hopefully he'll get a little hot, no pun intended. And then at 16, a guy who I want to put higher, but this is his first year in a league. I do think he is probably my Calder pick, but I think It'll be interesting to see what he can do in the playoffs, getting his first crack at it, first year in the league. That is Quinn Hughes, a guy who is very dynamic back on, you know, back on the back end for this Vancouver Canucks team, a guy who can skate, moves the puck very, very well. There's a reason he's quarterback in that top power play. And, you know, just really starting to round out his game and hopefully can be a little better on the defensive end and then, you know, maybe keep that production going here next year, and then we'll see about putting him a little higher.
Yeah, you think Quinn Hughes will win the Calder, eh?
I do, yeah.
Wow, I disagree.
All right.
It's going to be a guy who's higher on my list. Both guys are higher on my list, but 17, I've got Torrey Krug, not too far off where you had him. 16, I have Ryan Ellis for the Nashville Predators. And at 15, I've got Jacob Slavin, who I really like. I'd really like to have him higher on this list. I think he's probably very underrated, probably is a little bit low on this list, but I just felt as though the rest of the guys ahead of him are maybe guys who don't have the same type of help around them either. So
sure. Yeah, I forgot
and doesn't put up
15.
as nearly as many points, but still, right, freaking plus 30. I mean, plus minus, I know it's not everyone's favorite stat, but it's
hard,
certainly, like, if you're way above everybody else, you're doing something right, right?
Yeah. Forgot to mention my 15, by the way. That's Zach Werenski.
Ah, okay.
You mentioned him. Yeah, the number two guy in Columbus. This guy is a goal scorer. I mean, he put up 20 goals for the Columbus Blue Jackets on the back end, which is phenomenal, and this guy will hopefully keep the production going come playoff time.
Okay. I guess we're into what? We're into 14 through 12,
14.
Right?
Yeah.
I'll go first. My 14 is Dougie Hamilton. So him and Slavin bumping right next to each other. I know that he did get hurt, and they're not sure he's going to play in the preliminary round, which would be rough. Sucks that he was hurt and then is able to get healthy again because of this, and then gets hurt again, not related to his previous injury. So we'll see if he might not be back for this preliminary round, but
I will say for the Carolina Hurricanes, though, when you've got nine quality NHL defensemen.
Right, it's not the end of the world.
Yeah.
And I mean, as much as I like the Rangers, I do think that the Carolina Hurricanes are the better team. I think we'll see Dougie Hamilton play again. He had a fantastic year as well when he was healthy. So I have him at 14. I have Quinn Hughes at 13. I really like his game, and he is the man in Vancouver. So I've got him at 13, and then Zach Werenski at 12. Really like what he was able to do this year, and at times without Seth Jones, too.
Wonderful, yeah. All right, well, 14 for me, I've got a guy who, you know, again, not the number one guy on this team, but he could be on almost any other team. Ryan Ellis, I'm very high on this guy. I want to put him higher, but just had some injuries this year and a couple years ago that really, you know, maybe I don't want to say hampered his game because he's still producing and still playing a quality game. But, you know, I'd like to see more of him. I'd like to, you know, see a few more games with him being the top dog, maybe, you know, without Ryan Josi there, or Roman Josi, I'm sorry. Number 13 for me is, you know, a guy who I'm waiting to see explode offensively. That's Miro Heiskanen. He's still 35 points in 68 games. Phenomenal, but I think this guy's capable of more. And he could be, you know, the next superstar defenseman for the NHL. And he could be that Victor Hedman in a couple of years. So we'll see if that pans out. He's going to have to be really, really good, though, for the Dallas Stars, because Klingberg had a down year. Didn't make my list, and Heiskanen did. So we'll see how that pans out. And then at number 12, another Boston Bruin defenseman, Charlie McAvoy. I love this guy's game in the playoffs. He is speedy. He goes everywhere. Gets to play with Chara a lot of times. So Chara happens to be that stay-at-home rock guy because he can't skate as fast anymore.
It's like he gets to play with his grandpa. That's kind of right. How I see it.
Yeah. So, you know, again, last year, 8 points in 23 games. Not good enough, in my opinion. I fully expect him to be a little bit better this year. And, you know, 32 points on the regular season. Nothing to bash an eyelash at.
Yeah, back to Ryan Ellis for a second. I also, you know, Nashville just had a down year in general. And
sure.
I think a lot of the reason was, I mean, you look at Ryan Ellis, he only played 49 games. And I think a big reason for their slight downtick is the fact that he wasn't there. He wasn't healthy. Even when he was playing, there was times where he wasn't healthy. That certainly hurts a team like Nashville, who so heavily relies on having that back end be so strong. So I think Ryan Ellis really is a crucial, crucial player in the Nashville cog. So, and he's had some injury issues, like coming off that, it was that Stanley Cup run where he got hurt too. And the following year he was unavailable. And that, I think just in general, he needs to stay more healthy. It would be nice for the Preds, but Ryan Ellis certainly is top, one of the better guys in the league. All right, let's go 11 through 9. I'll let you go.
All right. Thank you. Yeah. 11, another guy who's up for the Calder, who I'm sure is on your list somewhere here. Cale Makar, right-handed shot from the Colorado Avalanche. This guy had a tremendous year when you talk about rookie campaigns. 50 points in 57 games. Only reason maybe I don't put him a little bit higher is he hasn't had the playoff experience. I'm excited to see what he can do. Or I take that back. He did have the 1 year. 6 points in 10 games with Colorado
that,
there.
That was like his... He didn't even play in the regular season. He just played the playoffs.
Yeah, exactly. Came in. Looked good, but
It's hard to remember that. Like, it's his rookie year, but he actually played in the playoffs. It's like Matt Murray. Oh, it's his rookie year, but he actually already won 2 Stanley Cups as a starting goalie.
Right, exactly. This is a guy who can be really, really good. I'm excited to see what he can do, if he can, you know, reprise that quality playoff run. And
NHL.com had him as the 6th best defenseman in the NHL.
6th. Okay. I don't blame them. Honestly. This guy's got all the potential in the world, and now he's got a healthy team in front of him, which he didn't for most of the year. And he still managed to put up 50 points in 57 games. So, all right. And at number 10 for me, a guy you've already had on your list, but I'm a little higher on this guy, Shea Theodore. I love his all around game. This guy is the guy in Vegas. He is going to be a stud superstar defenseman for this team for a while. 46 points in 71 games. He's only 24 years old, so he's only going
to
get better.
Yeah, he's got some time to develop.
Yeah, exactly. And we know defensemen usually come around a little bit later, but averaging 22 minutes a night, playoffs last year, 8 points in 7 games. They're obviously their Stanley Cup season, or the Stanley Cup final season, 10 points in 20 games, not too shabby. So this guy's got all the potential to be just as good as a guy like Cale Makar can in the playoffs. And then at number 9, Dougie Hamilton. Hopefully this is a guy, again, 50 points in 57 games, who, if healthy, he can be – I'm sorry, 40 points in 47 games. If healthy, he can be a guy who potentially could, you know, be like that point-per-game type defenseman.
Yeah, he can be higher on this list if he stays healthy.
Yeah. He's got a lot of guys behind him who are – fantastic defenseman, another guy who is a little higher on my list, but so he's in a good spot there in Carolina and gets to play with some amazing partners on defense.
All right, and so he's your number 9. My 11 is Morgan Riley.
Okay.
Is it Morgan Riley make your list?
He did make my list.
You just haven't said him yet.
I have not.
All right. Okay. NHL.com had him at 17, and I thought that was tremendously low. But I also thought the guy at my number 9 was low. So I've got Riley at 11, McAvoy at 10, and Mark Giordano at 9. I don't see how I can not have last year's Norris Trophy winner for the best defenseman in the NHL be where, I mean, I think NHL.com had him ranked like 19.
And he won the
Norris
17.
Trophy last year. Come on. He's better than what he put up this year. Maybe he's not as good as what he put up last year. Like, I don't think he's the best defenseman in the NHL. He did have the best season of anyone in the NHL at the defensive position, and that's what that trophy is. It's that at that exact season. So the trophy was his. I don't think he's the best, but I also he is a very good solid defenseman. He's the number one defenseman on that team, no doubt. And when he is good, he is there. There are few that are better than him. And so for that reason, Mark Giordano, he's in my top 10, and I hope that he has a playoff worthy of a top 10.
Yeah, I hope so too for Calgary's sake, because they'll be out quick if not.
Yeah, I'm so torn about that because I really like both teams. There's players on both those teams that I really enjoy watching. And plus, it's always fun when there's a Canadian team in the playoffs. Like, that's just, whether you like them or not, it's just more fun when the Calgary Flames go far in the playoffs than it is maybe if like the Arizona Coyotes go far. I mean, I don't mind if the Coyotes go far, but it's nice having some of those more established teams with some crazy fan bases go far in the playoffs. But
yeah, I'm not going to disagree with you there.
Okay, let's go into our top eight through six.
All right. At number eight, I've got Morgan Riley, your boy from Toronto. I like his game. I think, you know, again, had some injuries like a couple other guys on this list, like Giordano there, had a little bit of a down year in terms of production. The numbers just weren't there. 27 and 47 games. I think he's capable of far more.
And he was, and he had said, I think, that he was hurt for a lot more than just the games that he missed.
Yeah. And, you know, he's only been in the playoffs three times throughout his career. He's managed to put up 5 points each year, and it's been one and done type rounds. But, you know, again, it's no fault of his. He produces. He's out there for 25 minutes a night and still manages to show up and, you know, do everything that's asked of him. And this is why I love Morgan Riley. I think, again, he's such a reliable, rock-steady defenseman for me. And, you know, again, when I look at the guys ahead of him, I would probably rather have them. But the guys behind him, I would honestly take Morgan Riley over any day.
Yeah, I think – and Morgan Riley is no doubt the most underrated player on the Maple Leafs. Like, with all the star power they have, he kind of gets lost in the shuffle, but he is a very capable defenseman.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. And then number seven for me, Chris Letang, a guy, when healthy, can be so dynamic. I mean, it doesn't hurt when you have such guys in front of you, but we forget about it. I mean, 17, 18, 11 points in 12 playoff games. You know, the year they won the Cup in 15-16, 15 points in 23 games. This guy can be dynamic, can be electric, and produce every single year. And this guy's just consistent when it comes to production, but he's also consistently injured too, which is why.
With maybe, like, weird things. What, do you have a blood thing at one point? And like,
right. Yeah, could be a little higher on my list if healthy all the time.
Yeah. And yeah. Then, sorry. Yep, forgot.
No,
you have a
ahead.
Six. You've got a six.
Yeah. And then at six, a guy you had a little further down, but I'm very, very high on this guy's game. Jakub Slavin from the Carolina Hurricanes coming in at number six.
And oh, baby, funny, yeah. I mean, that's a big – I had him at 15. You got him at six. Good on you.
Yeah, this guy – I mean, this guy's two-way game. He plays defense so well for a team that obviously could use a guy like that, especially when you've got a guy like Dougie Hamilton, who we've mentioned, who has that offensive side, to have a guy who's so good defensively – and yet still puts up, you know, decent numbers, 36 points in 68 games. And funny stat for you, too. When you think about takeaways, right? The number one guy in the NHL, Jakub Slavin. You would think it would be a forward every year, hands all down, because they usually are more on the puck and a little bit more all over the ice. But this guy led the league in takeaways, and he's just – that's how solid he is back there.
Awesome. My number eight is Chris Letang, already talked about. My one much higher than where you had him, I've got Cale Makar at seven.
Wow, okay.
I just think that what he brings to the table, I mean, his possession game is just, it's relatively unmatched by very many other defensemen in the league already in his very young career. And then number six, I have Montreal's do-it-all Shea Weber.
Wow. Did not make my list, actually.
Shea Weber did not make your list.
No.
And he is my number six. Holy balls. How did he not make? You would rather have, Torey Krug than Shea Weber?
Right now. Yeah.
Wow.
If Shea Weber's injury history is just, it's killing me.
Yeah, but he only has to be healthy. I mean, he played 65 games. He wasn't really hurt. He was fine this year.
Yeah, I mean, he was okay, and to be quite honest, he's slowing down. He's starting to show his age a little bit more.
Yeah, he is not a big point producer, but, I mean, my goodness, he is the guy in Montreal. He's it.
And, well, I won't disagree with you there.
And he can still shut down his side of the ice very well. I think that, wow, I can't believe he's not – that is shocking to me. I was like, wow, okay, Shea Weber's a little higher on his list than I have him because I haven't heard his name yet. And he's not on your damn list. Holy smokes.
Nope.
I can't believe that. Wow. I'm impressed. That's a bold position to take.
Yeah.
And I'm looking forward to seeing what he can do. Either way, he's going to prove one of us wrong. He'll prove one of us wrong. But he'll prove me very wrong if he – and if he's somewhere in the 15, you know, range, then, you know, whatever. But Shea Weber at six, I just think that what he can do for Montreal I mean, he can take Montreal and put him on his back. And Carey Price relies on Shea Weber more than anybody else.
All right.
So as long as he's healthy, I mean, do they have a chance against Pittsburgh? Not unless there's a plane crash.
Everything's got to go right.
Yeah, yeah. Or Carey Price pulls a Yaroslav Halak or something like that. You know, then they have
Although
a shot.
We did say that about Columbus last year with Tampa Bay, and look what happened. So.
And it happened, and it wasn't even necessarily because of Bobrovsky. They just had a great little run. Okay, well, we're inside the top five. Let's just we'll go hit for hit. Who's your number five?
I got John Carlson at number five.
So do I.
Beautiful.
And I feel like he could be higher. I think NHL.com had him at three. He can certainly put up points, but it's just a matter of, like, you know, who do you want back there defending, I think, is what
it
comes down to down there. And these other four guys, I think, maybe are just a little bit better at that.
Yeah.
You're number four.
All right. Number four, Seth Jones.
You copied my list, you son of a bitch.
Probably.
No, you didn't even have Shea Weber on your list. So, yeah, there's no way, no copying here. Yep. Seth Jones, number four. And
yeah, this guy's a Norris Trophy guy.
Why do you have him outside of your...
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Your top three.
To be quite honest, when I look at the guys ahead of them and what they bring to the ice, and they've been doing it maybe a little bit longer with more consistency, and maybe that has to do with, too, you know, the team in front of Seth Jones, right? I mean, he's been good for the last few years, but, that's not because of the team in front of him either, right? He's done it on his own, basically, in my opinion, because he doesn't have a dynamic offensive team like maybe a couple other of these guys ahead of him. But I look at the guys in my top three, and I just like their all-around game, maybe just a smidgen better.
Okay. Yep,
but I think Seth Jones has got the potential to be just as good, if not maybe better than, one or two of these guys here.
Yeah, I could justify putting him at three where I have Alex Pietrangelo. I think I could probably interchange those two guys, which I have Alex Pietrangelo at three. And I think Pietrangelo is maybe that high because he's coming off a cup win. Like, there's just there's some intrigue with him. I mean, he took a team to the cup finals. Didn't he score a Stanley Cup winning goal? Isn't he the one that scored that goal? I think he did.
Maybe.
I think he was. And I think he's just in a unique position. He's a really good defenseman. I wonder if he didn't win that cup, if he might be a little bit outside this list, more like six or seven. But because he is the defenseman who led the Blues to the cup, and I think maybe even more important than Ryan O'Reilly was Alex Pietrangelo. I'm having him in the top three right now. But if they go and they lose in the first round or something like that, then it could, you could see him drop here a little bit come like the following season. I think this is really some recency bias, but nevertheless, he is still a really good defenseman.
Yeah, Alex is at number three for me as well. And again, when you talk about dropping maybe next year, it depends where he ends up too, because I don't honestly think he's going to be in St. Louis. And so maybe he goes to a team where they don't have a lot of offense, and so his numbers drop, doesn't look as good analytically.
I think St. Louis will do what they need to do to sign him, but...
Let's hope so. You've been holding Justin Falk.
Yep, you've been holding to the fact that he will not re-sign there, and I've been holding to the fact that he will. Last year, or 2 years ago, I held to the fact that that John Tavares wouldn't sign in New York, and you said that he would, so we'll see.
No, quite the opposite.
Oh, it was the opposite. Oh, yeah, it was the opposite. So maybe you're right again. We'll see. Dang it. I like to rewrite history in my favor. Okay, let's go. Who's your number two?
Roman Josi.
Okay. And Victor Hedman, number one. Yep.
Yeah, there's no doubt there. I mean, Josi to me is probably my Norris favorite for this year, but I think a lot of people are going to give it to Carlson because the numbers are there, right? It's just consistently always to the guy with the best numbers. But to me, Roman Josi,
especially with
all
with a good percentage higher, like 15% more points,
Right. Exactly. But Roman Josi played on a team that wasn't producing offensively, but yet still managed to put up some incredible numbers, almost a point per game at 65 and 69.
He led his team in scoring, did he not?
He did, yeah. And you can't say that about John Carlson. So And still,
yeah,
plus
take
22.
That, John. You got good players on your team. Yeah, I mean, he had 65 points, and the next best is Forsberg at 48, Duchesne at 42, and then you've got Ellis at 38. So two defensemen had more points than the vast majority of players on their team.
Yeah, and the big reason why the Tampa Bay Lightning lost last year, I think, is has a lot to do with Victor Hedman. That he wasn't healthy. He said he was you know, hurt playing that whole series, and had he been healthy, even close to 80 or 90%, it would have been a different story, in my opinion.
Yep, I agree. All right, well, there is our top 20 defensemen in the playoffs. You let us know what you thought on Twitter, at OT Hockey Talk, and until the next time, stay tuned for top 15 goaltenders that'll come out tomorrow, and if you haven't listened to the other ones, feel free to go back, subscribe to the show, share with a friend, and enjoy the exhibition games. We'll talk to you guys soon.
Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.